That is such a beautiful passage. Those who worship God, we always have reasons, to give thanks to the Lord. He is so good to us. He has rescued us. He has redeemed us. He takes care of us. He is our safety. He satisfies our real hunger and our real thirst. So often we get caught up in our lives that we don't see the greatness of God in our lives. But we always have reasons to be thankful to the Lord. That's what we looked at last week. Thankfulness is found and grows in the throne room of the Lord. And from that reality, we view all of life and never, never stop giving thanks to the Lord. Today I want to look at the benefits of being thankful. Look at some benefits of being thankful. And what got me thinking about benefits was a book that I read a couple of months ago, and in it, and I mentioned this last week, was a list of these benefits that secular psychologists have discovered through observation and study. Some of the benefits from being thankful. And they found that thankful people have more energy, they're happier, more friends, better sleepers, they are healthier, lower stress levels, they're calmer, they're able to better cope with hurts, their anger is reduced, their envy, their greed and anxiety, it's all reduced. But what I want to do is look at a number of benefits from having a thankful heart. Thankful to the Lord, not just thankful to people or to nothing, like in that study that secular psychologist did. But thankful to the Lord for all that comes to us in life. Now, some of these points that I make, they might sound the same, or you might think, oh, that should have been 1 point instead of 2 points. And you're probably right, but I wanted to highlight a certain aspect of the point, so that's why they're broken into two. So just bear with me as we go through it. So here are some benefits to putting even a little bit of time and effort into searching for and giving thanks to God, what you can expect, benefits coming from a thankful heart. The first one, the more thankful we are, the more we crave the Lord. When we read a passage like Psalm 107, we hear the realities from the throne room of God. How good and loving He is, how He has protected us, how He saved us, how He nourishes us. And when we hear of who He is and what He does, the more thankful we become, because we see His greatness, we see His beauty and His goodness to us. And when we see that, we want more of Him. You know, more of a good thing. We want to know Him more and worship Him more, which spurs on more thankfulness. So it's like this cycle. The more we set our minds on things above, Colossians 3, set our minds on Christ, the more thankful we become. And the more thankful we become, the more we want to know the Lord. And the more we know the Lord, the more thankful we become. And so on and so on. When we spend time in thankful worship, the more we crave the Lord. The more we crave the Lord. Number two, a thankful heart increases your faith in the Lord. When you cut out time to give thanks to God, you are forcing yourself to remember what He has done. You reflect and mull over the evidence of God's activity in your life or in history. And that evidence builds up your confidence, builds up your faith, your trust in the Lord. God often calls His people to remember what He has done. And He does. An example is Judges chapter 6. Israel is under a lot of oppression from the Midianites. And through a prophet, God said to Israel, I led you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of slavery. I delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of all who oppressed you. And I drove them out before you and gave you their land. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. So this is a beautiful example of what God does over and over and over and over again. Remember, remember, remember. I rescued you when you were in that terrible situation in Egypt. I did that. And I drove out the people who used to live in the land you now live in. I did that. I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord. I am sovereign. I am over all. And I am your God, the one who chose you. This lines up with Philippians 4, verse 6. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Well, giving God thanks for all he has done comes from remembering what he has done and giving him credit for what he has done. When you spend time thanking, we are building up our foundation of trust and faith in the Lord. You are more convinced, more ready to trust that God can and will be involved because he has proven it. He's proven it. So remember when God gave us, Calvary Baptist Church, a vision for children's ministry not too long ago, but 4 or 5 years ago. And he brought along Mary Eason, a wonderful leader, visionary, and builder of our church ministry. God did that. And it was going so well, but then Mary resigned. And we were like, well, now what? How are we going to get another great leader? Was all that work in children's ministry for nothing? But we remembered that God gave us the vision for a children's ministry and that he brought Mary into leadership. And that built our trust in God that he would provide a new leader. Remember, he did all that and built up our confidence. He brought those people into place. He brought that vision into place. And we were more confident in him. And then Jen Monahan came into our sights, a perfect fit. Remembering what God has done builds your faith. Another example, personal one for me. The month of October, I hate it. My brother passed away 8 years ago in the month of October. His birthday is at the beginning of the month, and his anniversary of his death is at the end of the month. So I hate October. So October rolls around, and I start dreading it, and I can fall into all kinds of sadness very quickly once I let myself think of him. And there's often times when I sink into it, I'm like, I'm not going to get out of this. This is too much. This grief is too much. Why is it so fresh? I thought I dealt with it. No, here it is again. This is hard stuff. And grief is hard. It doesn't just go away like that. If I remember back to when his death actually occurred in those terrible, terrible, terrible days of his accident and how the Lord took me and my family and carried us through, when I remember that, then I can face the struggle today and go, hey, he brought me through that. I'm all right today. He's going to carry me through what's coming up next. He's going to carry me through October 2015. Why? Because I'm remembering what he's done before, and it builds my confidence today. Being thankful means we have to remember and reflect on what God has done, which increases our faith in the Lord. Number three, a thankful heart sees God's involvement where we think he is missing. This comes from James 1, verses 2 to 4, which says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." So that weird phrase, count it all joy, when you meet trials and temptations, when those moments come up that are so hard to get through, count it as joy. Why? That seems wrong. Are we not to just hate the temptations, hate the trouble, hate the tempter, hate our weakness? Well, maybe. But we are also to consider it joy when we face those trials, not that we are glad about the temptation itself, but that we meet the trial with the Lord, who empowers us and turns that temptation on itself by making it a time to strengthen our faith in the Lord. By taking what is seen as a bad thing and turning it on itself to make us strong. Trials and temptations are incorporated into God's work of making me more Christ-like. So only a mind fixed on God, only a thankful heart in the Lord can see the love of the Lord in trials. Why? Because we see that God doesn't let us stay anywhere close to having a fake kind of a faith or a minimal amount of faith. God grows our faith. He's committed to growing our faith and our trust in Him, and He does it often through these real life, real hard trials. A thankful heart sees in trials the presence of the Lord. Many would say He's absent because that's what a lot of us think. Trouble and trials equals God's absence. Yet right in the middle of trouble and trials, sovereign over the whole thing, is the Lord using the situation to increase our trust in Him, the all-powerful, loving, sovereign God. So a thankful heart knows God doesn't go missing, knows God works all things for good, knows God is sovereign, and searches and finds the Lord in places where it looks like He is missing. That's number three. Number four, a thankful heart settles our anxieties and assures us of being loved by God. Let's admit something about being anxious. We get anxious because we don't trust God. We don't believe He will do something. Or we don't think He will do what we want Him to do, and what we want Him to do, we think is the best thing that needs to get done. So this unbelief stirs up the opposite of what a passage like 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says. This passage says, cast all your anxieties on Him, on the Lord, because He cares for you. We doubt He cares for us and don't think He'll do anything. And therefore, we get anxious. But as we pursue a thankful heart, taking time to focus on Him and giving Him thanks for His goodness, we realize how much He has done and is doing, and that He is doing something right now. And He is doing this because He loves us and is taking care of us. Thankfulness confronts our anxiety with how much the Lord loves us. That mistrust or self-trust that feeds anxiety is diminished and replaced with the peace that God loves us. Cast all your anxieties on the Lord. Why? Because He cares for you. Give all your worries and cares to the Lord. Why? Because He cares about what happens to you. A thankful heart settles anxieties and assures us of being loved by God. Because thinking requires remembering who God is and what He has done and is doing, then thanking Him increases our craving for Him and our faith in Him increases. We see Him in situations where we think He's missing. Our anxiety gets settled down and we are assured of His love. And number five, we become more content. Philippians 4 verse 11 to 13. I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I'm in. I know what it is to be in need and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. And here it is. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Whatever the circumstances, even if you are close to starving, whatever it is, we can be content because of who Christ is. He is our strength. We are His. We can make it through any situation because We can do everything with the help of Christ who gives us the strength we need. Just like thankfulness quiets our anxiety by increasing our faith and trust that God loves us, thankfulness gets our focus on God, on who He is. That whatever comes our way, we will be fine. This is what the Lord has given. His eyes are fixed on me, and He gives me strength in any situation. I'll be fine. Thank you, Lord. Thankfulness builds contentment because thankfulness builds up our knowing that the Lord is our strength through and in everything. Number six, thankfulness gets us moving. In Philippians 1, verse 3, Paul is talking about Christians in a certain town, and he says, every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Being thankful for people affects how we think and interact with people. If you are thankful for your neighbors will be on your radar more, and you'll be praying for them, you'll stop to talk with them. They are no longer strangers that you pass by, but people you stop to be with. If you are thankful for your church family, that will affect how you think and interact with us. You will get moving into action, building relationships, being a part of the family of God. Being thankful has an incredibly good effect on gossiping or on being angry with someone. Have you ever tried thanking God for someone who did something against you or who drives you nuts? Thanking God for them melts your heart and gets you moving into a better relationship with that person where love is expressed. Same goes for your thankfulness to God. If you are thankful to Him, you will worship Him with your life. Thankfulness gets us moving into action toward God and people because thankfulness brings them on our radar and to our minds. So often we just don't think of God or think of people, yet a thankful heart and an effort to give thanks to God, an effort to live thankfully, brings God and people to mind and stirs up desires to get physically involved in godly living. Thankfulness gets us moving into action for God and toward people. And the last one, number seven. Thankfulness to God breaks down the heart of entitlement. Entitlement is believing that you deserve something, have a right to something, or you are owed and can lay claim to things. So gifts aren't really gifts for you. You're just getting what you deserve. And gifts can then be very disappointing because you think you deserve a whole lot more than you're getting. Thankfulness grows our understanding of grace and therefore kills entitlement. Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." So at the heart, the very foundation of our relationship with the Lord is the gift of salvation, the undeserved forgiveness of sin, gift of repentance, gift of faith, the gift of Christ's righteousness, the gift of being adopted into God's family as one of His very own. Everything we have is a gift from our Heavenly Father. Nothing we have is deserved or earned. The reality is either you are in Adam, still in your sin, or in Christ. That's it. And the only one getting what they deserve are those who are still in their sin. They deserve and will get eternal punishment. Thankfulness breaks down pride because pride creates a heart of deserving everything. But thankfulness sees everything given to us in Christ. So carving out time to specifically give thanks to the Lord grows a thankful heart and results in us, creates results in us like craving God more. Who doesn't want to crave God more? increases our faith and trust in God. We see Him in situations where we think He's not involved. Thankfulness settles our anxiety and assures us of God's love for us. Thankfulness builds our contentment, gets us moving into action with God and people. And thankfulness breaks down a heart of entitlement. You know, the byproducts of these biblical results of thankfulness are the things that secular psychologists discovered in thankful people. The stuff about more energy, they're happier, sleep better, they're calmer, reduced envy and greed. Those are byproducts of these biblical reasons that God creates in us when we have this thankful heart to the Lord. The worship of the Lord through thanksgiving has a tremendous, tremendous effect on us. It does. And for myself, as I was going through this week, I was still stumbling around with thankfulness to God. I still did the thing of, okay, now spend a little bit of time giving thanks to God. Oh, okay, that was enough time. Now I got to get to the real stuff. Okay, Lord, give me, help, give me. Wow, I was wondering this morning, because I'm still struggling with it, this morning I was wondering, what if I just take time to think and not ask? Like just one day a week. I wonder what that would do. So I'm going to try that this week. One day this week, and I invite you along, one day, instead of in your time, your coffee time, your scripture reading and prayer time, don't do the asking, just do thanking. Sit there and thank God. Write Him down and just thank God. Thank Him for this. Thank Him for that. Follow that rabbit trail. Thank Him for that. Thank Him for that. See what that does in us. See how that changes us. See how that builds our faith in Him and our great joy in Him. And see how that opens our eyes to the beauty of our Lord. The beauty of our Lord. So church, carve out time regularly to just give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I want those results in my life. Not so that I can talk about them, but so that I can actually live with those awesome results. Live in that more Christ-like in all of those ways. Lord, I do want that. And I ask, Lord, that You would draw me more and more to Yourself. Draw us more and more to Yourself. And open our eyes to the fact that You are heavily involved in our lives. Way more than we think You are. Lord, draw us to noticing this, stopping, slowing down, giving You thanks for what You are doing, for who You are. Lord, draw us into that space of being thankful. Create in us thankful hearts so that we may glorify You more. You are so good to us, Lord. This day of thanksgiving, when we're going to probably overdo it with food today, Lord, thank You that we have so much food. Thank You that we have friends to share it with. Thank You for this display up here and the food that Your kids have brought forward for the food hampers. And Father, may this food may it find the place into the right homes. But Lord, may we be known as thankful people to You and thus live our lives more glorifying to You and more generous. For Your glory, we ask this. Make it so, Lord, for Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.